This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Andrew Gall. Andrew is with the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. He's with us today to talk about the production Esli, which is about the life and times of Burnsville native Leslie Riddle. That's currently in production, and this is the final weekend for that show. And he's also with us to tell us about next week's production. Welcome, Andrew. Tell us about Esli.
Esli is the story of Leslie Riddle, who was a musician and Burnsville native. And Mr. Riddle met up with A.P. Carter of the Carter Family Singers, and the two went out into the mountains here in this very area, and they went about collecting songs that the Carter family later recorded. And it was those songs that really gave rise to the Carter family's popularity, and Mr. Riddle was a big part of that. His story is a compelling story. Mr. Riddle was an African American musician at a time when their contributions were largely overlooked. He also lost a leg and two of his fingers, which added to the obstacles that he had to overcome. And our production really kind of illuminates the events of his life and how his music, which is the foundation of what we now know as country music, how that came to be, and how his work has gone on to inspire millions. Mm-hmm. The production runs Thursday, Friday night, and Saturday night at 7:30. It is filled with some great old-timey music. People have just been absolutely fascinated by it. We were honored to have Mr. Riddle's family with us last weekend, the production has received some fantastic notices from critics in the Asheville Citizen Times and elsewhere. So we're really quite excited about it. We also know that ticket demand is going to be pretty intense. So if you haven't gotten tickets, you need to call the Parkway Playhouse starting on Thursday at 1 p.m. At 682-4285, or you can visit our website at www.parkwayplayhouse.com. There are discounts for students, seniors, active military, groups of 10 or more. And ticket prices range from about $12 to $20. So come on down and check it out. It's a fantastic show.
Coming up, you've got The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Yes, The Man Who Came to Dinner opens next week. We're very excited about this show as well. We're bringing back film, television, and Broadway veteran Andrew Prine to come on in and join us again. He was last year in Look Homeward, Angel in 2007. And The Man Who Came to Dinner is an American comedy chestnut. It's a play about a radio host who injures his hip and is holed up in a family's house in Ohio, very funny things happen while he's there. It's truly a wonderful show. We're excited to have Mr. Prine working with us again. We've got a fantastic cast of some very recognizable faces who've been on the Parkway Playhouse stage before. It's a cast of about 24, and all of them are from Western North Carolina, and a lot of them are from right here in Burnsville and Spruce Pine. So we're looking forward to that. It's a very family-friendly show. Both shows are very family-friendly, and we actually do have a family package for parents who are bringing, or grandparents who are bringing, two or more children. So make sure you ask the box office about those. The number for tickets is 828-682-4285. Our box office is open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 5 p.m., and then an hour before curtain time. And we're having an incredible summer, and we hope that people will come on out and join us.
You can always get tickets on their website. It's parkwayplayhouse.com.
That's right.
Thanks much, Andrew Gall with Parkway Playhouse, for talking with us today. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.